We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hear that song right there. You know it's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. I hate when my phone is on and I'm talking on the air and it's just everything I'm saying is
talking to text.
Probably got a crazy ass.
Yeah, I'll say that to somebody, they'll be like, what the hell is he talking about? But we're taking phone calls here, finding out for your championship game. But you know what? I have a buddy who played down in Carolina and he's gonna be joining us right now. Let's go to Torrey Smith. What's up, Torrey? How you doing, brother?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I love the fact you be listening to us, and anytime you got some information, I want to hear it. So,
I'm about to say, yeah, drop
Frank White Reich is hired, and you know, Linnell, like, man, they hired his daughter, so they were already messing up. And you know, you look at it, and I was trying to be the contrarian with him and mess with him a little bit. What you pick up from this whole situation happening down there?
Yeah, I mean, hiring his daughter. I mean, it's not like she's the president of the organization. Yeah. I don't think that's a.
But Torrey, 19 days before he gets hired, you telling me that don't got nothing to do with anything?
No, I mean, I think relationships are everything. She was already down there. So,
okay.
You know, I think in general, right? I mean, if you're a head coach in this league and you've been around the NFL as long as Frank and has a reputation like him, a reputation all the way across the league, like, he's fine. You know what I mean? So that's how it works out here. We all know it's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
And there you go.
it didn't really matter what team it was. She would have been in that same situation. But I think for him, you know, understanding that job, we have to be honest here. This isn't a conversation that probably started in the last week. He's been on the market as a potential target for months now.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, he had a head start over anyone. I tell everyone, I was extremely surprised that they didn't keep Coach Wilkes, simply because the hardest thing to do as a coach is to win over the locker room.
Yeah.
And so when you win over the locker room and you actually showed potential, like, I thought it would be a lot easier to start there. You know, the players are comfortable. They wanted them, and they were able to grow from there, right? I thought he earned that opportunity. But on the flip side of that, I think an important thing that we don't talk about is ego.
Yeah.
And when I say ego, I'm referring to the GM and wanting to have credit for picking his guy.
Yep.
Because he didn't pick Wilkes to be the coach. Right, Wilkes was an interim coach. Right, he picked Matt Rhule to be his coach. That didn't work out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So since he made his mistake there, I feel like he wanted to pick his guy again. Now I could be wrong, right? But to me, it sure seems that way when you go and you make a decision like this. But on the flip side of that, it's not like he hired a guy who's not a great coach.
Right.
You know, I played for Coach Frank Reich when I was with the Philadelphia Eagles the year we won the Super Bowl. He's one of the best coaches I've ever been around. He's a great offensive mind. And as great as he is as a coach, he's an even better person. And so I think when you're able to add someone like that, I'd be a liar to say that's not a great hire because he is. But I just think it's rare that you're in a situation where you kind of get a test run and you see a guy that can do well, and then you kind of move away from him. With the interim coaches, they're struggling and they look lost, right? It's not too often for the Raiders situation as recently as last year where their interim coach took them to the playoffs, you know, oftentimes, like, you don't really get that test run. So, I mean, it's tough. I'm happy for Coach Frank Reich. My heart hurts for Coach Wilkes, understanding how hard it is to get that shot. But with this organization and where they are, they need to find a quarterback.
Yeah. I don't care who you have, offensive mind or defensive mind, coach, you don't have a quarterback, it don't work.
Exactly. And I think Mr. Tepper went by prioritizing someone on the offensive side of the ball to help find that quarterback there versus finding a coordinator and hoping that that staff has the ability to groom a quarterback.
There you go. You still got to stop them because we're talking about the playoffs right now, and a lot of good defenses are still left.
Yeah.
Offense might sell you some tickets. You better get somebody to stop somebody that can win your championship. You play for two teams that are playing in these playoffs here, Torrey. You play for the Eagles and the 49ers.
Yeah.
Where is your money? And then also, how can you help somebody can help you get some money to help out a good cause?
Man, I tell everyone, first of all, I have four teams, the Baltimore Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers, the Eagles, and the Panthers.
They right? pay you. You love them.
Right.
I love them all, right?
Uh-huh.
But in this one here, I feel the same way, but I'm definitely rolling with the birds on this one. I think playing at home at the Link is tough. I think they're hot. I was there last weekend, and it was crazy. So, and I also know how tough it is traveling across the country and playing. So I think the Eagles are going to get it done. And to help push that, you know, we actually have a raffle for our youth football organization that we're a part of. I coach 9 youth football at the East Howard County Jaguars. The two tickets that we're raffling off for any fan of the faithful 49ers or the Eagles that want to go, you know, you head to any of my social media pages at Torrey Smith WR and win a chance to be in the seats. I think it's a great deal, B-Man. It's just $20 for a raffle ticket. And right now, the cheapest nosebleed ticket is $700.
So. Wow.
It's a pretty solid deal that we're giving away two of them.
You help out a great cause. It's $20. You know, hit our Torrey on his pages, and let's get these, take care of these kids, and also somebody get a chance to go see some playoff football. It's wild in the league. I've been in the league for some games. It's wild a bit. Don't wear any opposing team colors. Just don't do that. I'm going to help you out.
I was there. Like, that was as close as I've been to sitting in a stadium as a fan. It actually made me want to go to a Ravens game next year and, like, sit in the stands, like, where the fans are. It was a completely different energy. Like, those folks were crazy. But I was told that I had a very spoiled experience because – the Eagles were up 14-0. So it wasn't like it wasn't a real stressful environment. You know, the fan experience, man, I have a lot of love and respect for the fans and what they do, their preparation getting there, the tailgate, you know, their passion, man. It was different feeling it from that perspective, and I definitely appreciate it, you know, being able to check them out.
All right, Torrey, man. We appreciate you giving us a call, man.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. Torrey Smith, like he said, he got 14. If they paid him, he'd cheer for them. But we're taking your predictions, and right now, Torrey is going, his first prediction, he's going with the Eagles.
Was it with Paul and DC's thing? DC's predictions. What's going on, Paul?
What up, B. Mitch? How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. At the end of the day, I'm going Eagles, and I'm going Kansas City. Everybody keeps talking about Cincinnati, but I'm telling you, it's hard to beat a team four times, especially when you're running your mouth. So, I mean, Andy Reid don't have a whole lot of motivating to do for this team right now. The Cincinnati Bengals doing enough of that for him, causing their stadium Burrowhead and all of that.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of stuff out there.
And hey, B. Mitch, you know more than anything, especially playing for Andy Reid yourself just in a coaching situation. Sometimes you glad when you ain't got to make that speech yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All you got to do is just put that stuff up on the board. You know, and say, hey, what y'all going to do about this? Because they treating y'all like little boys right now, you know? So,
you know,
and a Super Bowl winner, I'm definitely going for Jalen Hurts, man. I'm hoping that man get his Super Bowl so he can stop being, so everybody can stop saying it's the system. But we know it's him.
Hey, Paul,
you know what I mean?
Hey, Paul, what y'all going to do with y'all quarterback, man?
Man, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a Commanders fan. Let me put that out there. So, you know, you asking me what we going to do with our quarterback?
Oh, okay. Wrong Paul. I'm about to say my Paul in D.C., that's a Raiders fan, called in a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, Raiders fan. Oh, yeah. Nah. Derek Carr for sure.
All right, Paul. Paul sound wishy-washy.
All right, Paul.
Nah, man.
Wow, Heist just walked in the building. B, you know it's Heist's birthday.
Is Heist's birthday?
It is Heist's birthday.
All right, well, Landfair, who are you picking, man? What's your prediction for this?
Eagles and Chiefs. That's going to be.
Eagles and Chiefs.
What is wrong with you?
You know, I think if you go Eagles and Chiefs, I'm going to be down in Arizona. That's a good opportunity for me to get some appearances.
It is. Yeah. Great opportunity. You know,
that's what I'm cheering.
But if y'all want to win some money.
You got to have certain angles on this thing, man.
I get it. If you want to win some money, man, Bengals and Eagles. I've been calling Bengals Eagles since like week 14.
You can call whatever you want to call.
Man, I'm never wrong. So put your money where your mouth is.
You're never wrong?
Bengals Eagles. I'm rarely wrong.
Bro, please. All right, Jeff. Please help
Jeff
me out.
Jeff has an opinion on this?
Jeff has an opinion on everything, just like you.
Look at him.
He doesn't even have a
He's like a bull in the china shop.
What is he doing?
Knocking everything over, almost elbowed Heist in the face. It's a shame.
All right, give me your prediction then, man.
I gave it to you. It's Eagles, Bengals. You want me to give you my Super Bowl prediction too? Yeah, wait, stick around for Monday for that, man. We got one more day together.
Okay, cool.
I'll give it to you Monday. But I just think Burrow's got it going on right now, man. When you're hot, you're hot.
When you're hot, you're hot. But you know what? Eventually, when you're hot, you're hot. And when you get a little too above yourself, normally.
Oh, you think they're arrogant?
I think when you get to a certain level of just I'm invincible, you normally get knocked down. That's just what the universe does.
Right.
All right, Jeff, give me your picks, your predictions.
I'm going against the grain.
What you got?
Oh, man.
I'm taking the 49ers. I like
Philly. It's two games, Jeff.
No.
All San Fran Super Bowl.
I was getting to it. Let me see.
He was doing his build-up. Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. One, I would love to see the guys at Philly do it, but sorry, Eagles. Time to come take that warm cushion right on the NFC East couch, and we all enjoy the Super Bowl together. Yes, I'm a hater.
So
I don't
basically
care.
Just gave B. Mitch a huge middle finger. He's a former Eagle.
That's my dog. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't rooting for B. Mitch when he was with the Eagles. I'm still rooting
none of,
for
none,
the Redskins.
None of us was.
So
I'm surprised we let him back here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So.
I pay more taxes than both of you, little baby.
Where's the bell at? Every time I get him riled up, we gonna hit a bell.
Yeah. So and then, this AFC game. It's like I want to see Mahomes do it, but I still want to see Burrow do it too because he's building a legendary status in the league.
I think if Burrow win this one though, seriously, if he win this one. Don't tell me anything about Josh Allen anymore, about Josh Allen. I think you got to start talking about Joe Burrow as the best then.
I nicknamed him Beans. Y'all seen State Property, Get Down and Lay Down. That's the way he plays quarterback. That's how I feel.
Leader. I'm going to go with Burrow and the boys. I want to see them do it.
Smart Burrow,
and the 49ers.
Yeah.
Smart man. Maybe if you were as good as picking bets as you were as picking games, you'd have some money. Have some more money.
Nah, whenever I put money on teams, they lose. So I just stay away from it.
And to think, this is the show that has heard it here first.
800-636-1067. Taking your predictions on the AFC and NFC championship games coming up this weekend. Navarro Bowman will be joining us at 11:30. Get his take. You know, a guy that played linebacker at a high level. I want to get his take on those linebackers for the 49ers.
Because it's crazy.
All three of them can play.
They've been blessed. That's two... Basically, two generations in a row, they've had all-pro linebackers. They have Bowman and Patrick Willis, and now you got Dre Greenlaw.
They do, though, you just start looking back at their history. Look at their linebacker play. They're normally the same style.
Yeah.
Look at their pass rush.
Speed.
Normally the same style. They basically try to keep what they've always had. You know?
Smart
team
building
philosophy. The running game is basically what it was. Think back to Roger Craig. They used to have Tom Rathman then, but Roger Craig was just like, what you're seeing people do today, but the high knee, he'll try to knock you out. he will try to knock you out with the high knees. So I just think, it's something about those teams for me that go out there and they try year in and year out. They keep the same level and same style, to which makes it a lot easier to have long-term success. Some teams that switch, we've done this here. We switch our whole mindset with every coach we bring in.
Yeah, there's no identity.
And we wonder why
needs to be established.
So long to get back to where you used to be. You got to learn to be able to keep this thing consistent to be able to move forward. If they can do that, then great things will happen.
No, man, we'll see. I just fully feel like with the way – talking about the AFC game – the way that Cincinnati's playing right now on defense, I don't even think Burrow is the story and the talk of it. They weren't beating. They haven't beaten the Kansas City Chiefs three times in a row just because of Joe Burrow.
No. The defense has to slow them down.
Their defense
gave up three points in the second half of that championship game last
Exactly.
year.
So what they've got going on defense, if they can continue to have that carry over, it's curtains, man. And I wonder what this does for the legacy of Patrick Mahomes. Because now, for years, right, it always felt like, man, Peyton can't beat Brady. Mm-hmm. You think this is one of those situations where...
Well, if he doesn't beat him, yes. But, you know, if you want to change up what people are saying, you got to beat them eventually.
Got to do it.
And I know it's not just the quarterbacks against quarterbacks, but still, you got to be on that winning side and have something to do with winning.
Let's go to Tony and Annandale.
What up, Tony? How you doing, brother?
Man, I want to see the Bengals. I want to see them win one for Icky. Kenny Palmer. Carson Palmer. Kenny Anderson. Even Chad Ochocinco. Come on, Cincinnati. And the 49ers. I just think they got too much talent on both sides of the ball, and I'm afraid Jalen Hurts' shoulder might get hurt. Hey, any update on Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain?
I haven't heard anything that's negative. I mean, they've been talking like he's going to play and things of that nature. So I would say this not. I don't think at this level, with that level of a quarterback, you're playing a game with people.
Yeah, I know. There's no need to.
I have to believe that
there's no type of advantage
better.
You get.
You know, and that the Jalen Hurts shoulder thing.
Yeah.
He was out for 2 weeks.
The shoulder's fine.
Came back the last two, and then he also had the bye there. I think the shoulder's okay.
The shoulder's fine. And I've watched some of their media availabilities. He's kind of getting annoyed with people asking about it.
Did you not see the pass? He threw the long pass down the sideline.
Doesn't look hurt.
I mean,
to me.
Doesn't look hurt there.
Paul is in Southern Maryland. What's going on, Paul?
Go to Paul. What's up, brother?
D. Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, brother.
Hi. Hey, so far championship weekend goes, bro. I don't think anybody's slowing down Joe Burrow. This might be the year that the Bengals put it together finally. I think it's going to be them and the 49ers because they got the best offensive line in football, keeping that young boy protected, getting him to throw the rock all around. I think it's going to be 49ers and Bengals, flashback to the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
And on the last note here, man, when we going to put together that domino game, man? He called me the chimney dog. I want all the smoke.
You want all the smoke? Hey, I'm going to let Jeff handle you first.
I heard that.
Yeah, Jeff's going to take care of that little my weak
Appreciate
stuff.
Appreciate the call, Paul.
Yeah. Wow. People are just telling me everything. Jeff, what's going on? Dominoes? Did I call out?
I'm not a dominoes guy.
You not?
No.
We figured that yesterday when you didn't know who certain people were.
You know what, man? That's Look, man, I just pulled my card out my wallet.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We get back. We'll be joined by all-pro linebacker Navarro Bowman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When we get back.
It's Vodka Red Bull Friday here on B, Mitch, and Finley. Linnell Willingham in for JP. Till Monday, got my kick return specialist next to me, Brian Mitchell. Eating his lunch right now. B. Mitch, you didn't even tell
me. I'm not eating food.
Have you been telling the folks about your intermittent fasting?
No, I don't.
I'm dropping tea.
If I didn't want to tell them, I
just told them.
One thing about that chair, you all just drop everything. Nah, I eat from 11 to 7.
I'm telling you.
11 to 7 is what I eat.
All right, what you got? I've been nosy. Yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't tell all
chair.
Would
not be telling you.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and watch you eat it.
Well, I ain't going to watch you eat it. You'll tell the whole what's going
on. Oh, see, Jeff, that's crazy. Jeff looking at me all funny. But no, man, We're efforting to get Navarro Bowman on the line, the former San Francisco 49ers linebacker. We're continuing our conversation and discussion about championship weekend. It gets us started Sunday, 3 o'clock. I believe we have the NFC championship first, then we'll have the AFC championship second. We've talked quarterbacks. Well, we haven't talked quarterbacks. We've talked offense. We've talked defense. I do want to transition into the quarterback discussion, though, while we have a second here, while we wait for Navarro. Four quarterbacks left. Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Who has the most to gain this weekend? Whose legacy benefits the most from a win this weekend?
I think the legacy that benefits the most is going to be...
I say Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy.
I think Jalen.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, nah, yeah.
Something to prove.
I think that right there...
He's got the most to prove.
He is about to... If he were to win this and make it to the Super Bowl, it changes a whole lot of narrative.
It does.
You know, I think also Pat right now in this situation, this can adjust his if he doesn't win it.
Really?
Brock Purdy going out there and winning this and getting to the Super Bowl, Landfill hit me with this morning, would be the first rookie to ever start in the Super Bowl.
Well, I'll be gone.
And I think this league being such a copycat league, mm-hmm. Brock Purdy makes it to the Super Bowl. There are going to be teams out there that have certain teams, and they add a few more pieces and have a young, talented quarterback.
Yep.
They may go that route because I think what's happening now, if you don't already have the Joe or the Pat or the Josh or the, you know, Herbert and those type of guys, you should build up with him. Ron stated this. You build your team, then you look for a quarterback. Well, if you build a good enough team, you can have a quarterback who can grow with that team.
Correct.
And – like
I think that's the ideal way to do it.
Three of the four are on rookie contracts, are they not?
Yeah.
What does that say?
And I agree with you. And I think more so than anybody individually gaining it, I agree with what you said. I think if San Francisco or Philadelphia ultimately ends up winning the Super Bowl in the big game, I think, like you said, we'll start to see team-building philosophies change here. Because for years, it's always been about drafting a quarterback 1-1 overall or trading up 1-1 overall. Yeah. Jalen Hurts is a second-round pick. Brock Purdy is a seventh-round pick. So clearly, it's showing you there's more than one way to do it. But then when I look at these teams as well, they are run-first-oriented teams. This is a passing league. Just like in the NBA, the Warriors go on this run. They win three straight championships. Now everybody wants to shoot threes. I think if we see a San Francisco or a Philadelphia win, you may see a changing of the guard. I believe this year, they were talking about this on NFL Live. Rushing is up more than it's been since 2000.
I don't think you get a changing of the guard, per se. I just think that if you don't have said quarterback like a passer, like a Pat or a Joe or things of that nature, you start looking at your team to see how it's constructed and realize that it might be easier to build, team than it is to go get that quarterback. So you build a team and you go get you an above average quarterback,
right?
And then you can go with that because we've seen and we watched it. Those teams that have those guys on those rookie contracts, they seem to, and they're good. They seem to be able to build a much better team around them because once you give the money, because we could go look at some of these top paid quarterbacks in the league, they all are sitting at home right now.
Yeah. So I just pulled up a list here of the last Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady,
but
Patrick
Mahomes. Tom Brady was a high-paid quarterback, but correct, they put him on a loaded football team.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the last two Super Bowl winners have been acquiring your quarterback via trade or via free agency. Matt Stafford, obviously.
But both of those teams were loaded.
Loaded and ready to go.
They weren't typically, if Tom had gone to an up-and-coming team. I don't think they'd make it to the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Matt Stafford, I don't think he would have went to a Super Bowl. But both of those guys went to teams that were ready-made.
But also, based on this list, there aren't second-round picks at the quarterback. Mimish just leaked all over himself with his water bottle. But no, when you the outliers on this list, Tom Brady, obviously a sixth-round pick. Nick Foles was, I believe, a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's also on this list. Russell Wilson's a third-round pick. Outside of that, though, like, all these guys were drafted 1-1,
right? Like Joe Flacco was a first round pick or wasn't a first round pick. Peyton Manning's on this list. Eli's on this list. Rodgers, Breeze. I think this weekend.
But Rodgers was drafted 20 something. Breeze was drafted in the second round. I just think, really, in this day and age.
Recently, there's a recency bias.
You have to know how to build a team. I don't care if your quarterback is an exceptional one or an average one.
If the team's not good.
If the team isn't good, you're not winning a lot. Like, people try to act as if Peyton Manning was just great without all the people he had around him.
Correct.
We act like Tom was just great. Tom had less talent at receiver than a lot of people, but his defenses were great and his kicker was money.
Yeah.
You know?
Elite defenses, too.
Drew Brees didn't just show up there. He had some dogs with him as well.
Yeah.
So, Eli. Did Eli just show up and make it happen? No. You have to have a team around either of these quarterbacks. It doesn't make a difference.
So, I think what I'm trying to get at here, what you're saying, is clearly the team building aspect is more important than the individual guy under center. But with that being said, are teams still going to go out and attack the quarterback position as aggressively as they've been doing in the past couple of years here?
The
past three offseasons, there's been a QB frenzy. We've seen more quarterback movement than we've seen in recent years.
Because I think what the league looks at is this. San Francisco is a ready-made football team. I don't think you can just drop Brock Purdy on some of the teams that were not in the playoff this year and he's just going to go do all the stuff he's doing right now.
Right. I agree.
I don't think you could take Tom Brady and go drop him off some of those teams. He's going to just, when he did when he went to Tampa.
Right.
But there are always going to be quarterbacks that make you feel I'm getting the one.
They better.
And I think teams have to look at where they're established at. If I have a team and it's loaded in all positions, and I happen to get a guy who can release the ball quickly, can read some defenses, but I don't have the money to go get the quarterback for $40 million.
Yeah.
I take that route, and I hope my team is good enough for him.
Yeah.
It's not one way to build this thing.
It's not.
It's
multiple
ways to build it. And I think, you know, you have to look at that. Like, in this day and age, yeah, it's about passing. But when you can run the ball as effectively as the Eagles, when you run the ball like some of Kansas City, what they do, you know, when you do those things and it looks sexy and you get like what the Eagles do and what Andy does, they get everybody involved.
They do.
When you have a team where you just throw it, you piss off your running backs. If you just run it, you piss off your receivers. When you have somebody who has the ability to involve everybody, it changes things up.
Yeah, it does. So we had an offensive coordinator hire. One of the other vacancies across the National Football League has been filled, and this just goes and speaks to my frustration, B.
Who is that?
Mike LaFleur, hired as the offensive coordinator for the LA Rams. Now, if you remember, Mike LaFleur just got fired from the job that he did with the Jets. And he's got another offensive coordinator gig lined up.
Hey,
that last name, LaFleur, is starting to turn into one of those names.
What happens is, and Torrey just stated it, it's not necessarily what you know, it's who you know and how you are. You know, Sean knows the LaFleurs
very well, yeah.
And once you get into a certain level, it happens like that, man. And it benefits people, and it messes up people. I tell kids all the time, learn as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But don't be a miser.
What do you mean by that?
Get out. Don't be a hermit.
Right.
Get out and talk to people. Get to meet people. Try to get into some of those areas where you think you may not be,
welcome,
but start talking to people. Meet them. You know, everybody you talk to don't have to be just like you.
Very true.
And if you have to talk to people, talk to a lot of people in high places. Because one day they're going to remember that little young, energetic person came up and talked to me, they may give you an opportunity.
Very true. So if we look and reset this thing, so there were 10 offensive coordinator vacancies heading into yesterday. We saw LaFleur just got hired, I believe. What was the hire that happened yesterday? I'm blanking on it right now. There was an offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett hired with the New York Jets.
And he was awful last year. He still got a job.
So two dudes who stunk getting jobs in the very next cycle. So there's now 8 offensive coordinator vacancies left, including the one here with the Washington Commanders. Some might say that L.A. job with Sean McVay was the most coveted job outside of the one in L.A. with the Chargers.
But why? Because Sean gonna call the plays. You're not the play caller.
I don't know.
I don't know if Sean's going to be the one.
He's been calling them thus far.
It'll be interesting to see if he's willing to give up that power. If I'm LaFleur, what benefit? I mean, I guess you said the familiarity going with somebody that you're comfortable with and already understand.
You're out of a job.
And you're out of a job.
That's the benefit. You're out of a job and somebody called off you.
Yeah, so I look at it and compare Washington to the other jobs that are left. I still think the Chargers job is going to be the one that has their pick of the litter. But now that L.A.'s out of the equation, Washington's name slowly starting to rise up of those offensive coordinator vacancy lists.
All right, we're going to take this quick break here. But before we go, hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NFL Conference Championships are this Sunday, and you can enjoy more drills than a two-minute drill on FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, because they're giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay. That means you'll get free bets back if your conference championship same-game parlay doesn't hit. Bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to which player will score a touchdown. Or if you can't decide, you can ride with thousands of other fans and bet the popular same-game parlays already made for you. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Brian to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have FanDuel, you can start building your no-sweat same-game parlay today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome back. Be Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Linnell Willingham rolling with me today. And it's a Vodka Red Bull Fridays powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. All right, and joining us right now on the BetQL guest line, sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place your first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. But joining us now is four-time first-team All-Pro and a 3-time Pro Bowler, Navarro Bowman. What's up, Navarro? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, B-Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. I got my little young buck, Linnell Willingham, rolling here with me. Anybody from Suitland, he's a pride of Suitland also. But you got,
yes, sir.
Got a team, this game coming up with the 49ers and the Eagles. Know that you played some great years with the 49ers at linebacker. They are loaded at the linebacker position right now. When you look at those linebackers, what comes to mind for you?
Oh, man, they understand that it's on them. You know, they understand that it takes them two guys to get the other nine guys to play the way that they play and play mistake-free. And, you know, everybody fly to the ball, not assuming, you know, somebody else is going to make the tackle. Sideline to sideline, man. So I've enjoyed, you know, really watching those guys and seeing what they've been able to do and getting guys, you know, being able to get on the same page and kind of feel that, bottle that energy up and be able to play like that week by week.
You know, I played offense, but I have this mindset of defense. I love defensive football. You know, people want to see scores in the high 40s and 30s and things. I hate games like that. I think that just says the defense don't play well. But when exactly. I see defenses take over a game, I get excited. Why, you're watching guys like the 49ers and the Eagles and even Cincinnati down the stretch in their defense. Does that make you feel better as a defensive player? Because you know they made all the rules for the offense now.
Oh, man, don't get me started. Don't get me started, man. I talk about this all the time. You know, just the rules being changed. And, you know, honestly, you know, it's not a lot of vets, you know, in the league anymore that could recognize route schemes and understand, you know, that the ball is going this way and things like that. So, I feel like that's what they wanted, man. They got the vets out of there that studied the game, that seen the same pitches over and over, and got the game a little younger where they're not able to recognize what's happening, and that's what's allowing the scores to go up a little higher. You know, it's an offensive-driven game. The crowds love the high scores. So I really enjoy when a defense says, nah, we're not having none of that, you know, and make a team one-dimensional. And that's what makes a great defense, just making the team do something that they don't want to do. And I think those three defenses that you named, they wouldn't be in this position now if they didn't do that.
What's going on, Navarro? Huge fan of yours, man. All the things you were able to overcome in your career with the injury situation that you dealt with and then just a dog out there. Today's game and the way that it switched offensively, and you're seeing more of this RPO action stuff, how would you handle that? Being a linebacker that played with the aggressive nature that you played with, how do you think the option stuff in the RPO game, you know, hinders today's linebackers, and how much has the position changed since you played it?
Well, I think that's the reason we're not, you know, 250, 255 anymore.
Right.
You know, having to be out the box a little bit more and cover those slot receivers. You know, I would just, you know, really, as a linebacker, kind of take my time a little bit on those RPOs, really see the running and let the guys up front do the work the most. But as a scheme, I'll have those outside, you know, linebackers, whether it's a nickel or somebody there, and the safety being on the same page and not really telling if we're in two or man. I think that'll really, you know, kind of help those guys. But RPOs are hard, especially when the quarterback can run out the box a little bit and kind of buy some more time these days.
What kind of problem do you think that Jalen Hurts will cause for the defense of the 49ers?
Well, I mean, the back end guys, they don't like to cover for too long. So, you know, just him being the athlete that he is and, you know, the intangibles that he has, you know, I think just him, he wouldn't be in this position, man, if he didn't cause wreak havoc against, you know, bad defenses and good defenses. So, I don't think you can necessarily stop him. I think guys just have to understand what he likes to do. Where he likes to go with the ball, because we're all going to want to get the ball to the playmakers in games like this. So just being patient, man, keeping everything in front and, you know, making sure we tackle when the ball is thrown. That's the main thing.
Looking at the San Francisco side of this and them dealing with this young quarterback and Brock Purdy and the way this locker room has been able to rally around him, is there anybody you can remember in your career, you know, at the quarterback position when they got their first opportunity that impressed you the way that Brock Purdy did?
Oh, man.
Besides Cap. Cap is probably the answer. I know he kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Cap came out of nowhere. But I think, you know, there was a time when Troy Smith, he played well for the 49ers. And I forget who it was that got hurt, but he came in there, man. He's you know, he got the guys to rally around him. And he just went out there and, you know, let it all hang out, man. I think, you know, Brock has done a great job with not putting too much pressure on himself and just going out there doing what he's done in practice. You know, I think that's the best way to kind of get prepared is, you know, playing against a defense like that every single day in practice, them not cutting him any slack. Is really showing that he's prepared for this. So just understanding that, man, it's everything is over with after this game. So whatever you're going to do, man, try to play mistake-free as much as possible and let it rip.
You know, when I played in 1991, we had I guess everybody go, ooh, 91. But in 1991, our defense was so good, I felt when we got in the game, it was easy.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy deals with one of the top defenses in the league, so every day – so when people say, oh, he's a rookie, he's going to wake up, hell, he deals with the best every day.
Yeah.
So that gives you a level of experience.
Yep, no question, man. So, I mean, I look forward to going against, you know, great linemen, you know, seeing if I could get off their block. So, you know, just having that that sheet to just learn from every single day and build from it and not to be too hard on yourself. That's what you want, man, when you're in this position. Just get better every single week and see what happens in the end.
Well, also right now, this and the game has changed in a sense where we look at the tight ends, Kelce, Kittle, Goddard, Hockenson. You know, the tight ends are becoming as effective and they're looking for them more than they're looking for receivers. Why do you think that is so much that the tight ends have so much success these days?
Well, I mean, I feel like they have the most space. You know, they could come from the box and end up outside. They could line up outside and stretch the field these days. I practice against Vernon Davis, so this isn't really new new to me. I deal with that every single day, you know. So just those guys being as athletic as they are, being able to run routes the way that they do. It's just, I mean, hats off to those guys. I mean, Kittle gets the, once he catches the ball, he takes off like he's a receiver. So it's amazing to watch, man, to see how the game has transformed. And you know, we all wish that we could still play, but I can't play with these guys.
I'm sure they don't want to play against you, man. The game has gotten soft, man. Seeing you and Pat Willis out there the way I was striking dudes, man. Do you think you'd be able to play within the confines of today's rules?
I would be able to, but the you know, I was so comfortable with the weight that I had on and being able to play with confidence. Like, the weight that they're at now, I'm like, how are you playing linebacker, you know, at this weight? But, you know, they're not being asked to do the same thing. So I think that's the enjoyment of, you know, me just watching where it's gone.
Well, Navarro, man, I appreciate you giving us some time, man. And I know you're doing some stuff over at Maryland. And anything else you try to do, man, we wish you a lot of luck, man. Thank you again.
Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
That's four-time All-Pro Navarro Bowman from Suitland, Maryland. Penn State, and played terrific football out there with the 49ers, giving us a chance on the BetQL guest line. But before we go, Oarsman has been serving customers in the area for over 100 years. They're conveniently located all around Northern Virginia, selling a variety of domestic and import vehicles such as Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns, Jeeps, Dodges, Ram trucks, Chryslers, Chevrolets, Buicks, GMCs, and definitely Kias. I always tell people about the Kias because my daughters, they all three, drive their Kias, and they absolutely love them. If you're always, they're always offering incredible deals, great selection, fantastic financing, and exceptional service, all backed by their exclusive Oarsman's Lifetime Edge. With up to $1,500 in bonus extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and the Oarsman Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And if you can bring any car to Oarsman Virginia stores, then they will buy it from you regardless of the make, model, or year. I've told you all how many cars I bought from there. I had a lot of people I sent over to them. And I do it on a consistent basis because I know Billy and Chantilly is going to take care of everybody that I send to them. You know, you treat me fine, and he does the same thing to the people I send to him. And as they like to say at Oarsman Virginia stores, let's ride together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.